Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
You're taking a summer vacation in Italy this week with our Sense of Place Rome series, exploring the music scene there. And today, it's a quick day trip. You're off to Tuscany to visit Six Bars Jail, a tiny club just outside of Florence devoted to fingerstyle guitar. Sergio Bianco is one of Six Bars Jail's founders, who named the club after this song by guitarist Giovanni Unterberger.
He was a pioneer in the 70s because for the first time, he brought in Italy the technique of finger picking or finger style.
You'll hear about the unique way this group of finger style enthusiasts run the venue for their community, and you'll hear performances from some of the members, including Sergio's son.
He loves the music I always played, and even more. Now he teaches me.
A visit to Six Bars Jail on a new installment of Sense of Place Rome today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KXE News, I'm Danny Frere with the Up North Report. One person has died in a car crash Friday evening about 10 miles south of Aiken. 34-year-old Maggie Spichala suffered fatal injuries. She was driving an SUV with 39-year-old Patrick Spichala and five children ages 3 to 17 who all suffered non-life-threatening injuries. 18-year-olds Jimmy Dono and Cole Besmith were in a pickup truck and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The family was headed north with the Fish House on Highway 169. Dono and Desmith were traveling east on Tame Fish Lake Road when the vehicles collided. All involved are from Hazleton Township, where the crash took place. The Aiken Independent Age reports there is a GoFundMe set up to help the family with funeral and burial costs. Hundreds of nurses across northeastern Minnesota and the Braden Lakes area could strike next week. Megan Buffington has the story.
Over 400 Essentia Health advanced practice providers from nearly 70 facilities filed a 10-day strike notice Monday. They authorized an unfair labor practices strike last week. APPs include nurse practitioners and physician assistants. The bargaining unit voted to join the Minnesota Nurses Association last year. MNA says Essentia is violating federal labor law by refusing to begin negotiations for a first contract. Essentia is challenging the bargaining unit's certification, arguing hospital and clinic staff should be in separate units. Nearly half of all patient encounters and a majority of urgent care encounters are with APPs, according to Essentia. The provider says a strike could put patient care at risk. Erin Swanson is a nurse practitioner in Baxter and part of the APP's negotiating team. She says they're very mindful of the impact a strike could have. That's why they waited nearly a year to call for one.
No one wants to strike, right? Like, we all go into healthcare to take care of our patients. It's very stressful. My hope is that Essentia doesn't let it happen.
Essentia says it's exercising its legal right to review, and a strike will not speed up that process. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Governor Tim Walz declared a peacetime emergency on Friday following the severe storm that caused widespread damage in Beltrami County. Larissa Donovan in Bemidji has more.
The governor also directed state agencies to provide additional assistance to support recovery efforts. The emergency order allows for continued support to emergency responders in affected communities. The Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management will continue coordinating on-site support for local government, and relevant state agencies will provide additional necessary assistance. Around the hard-hit city of Bemidji, crews have been hauling away tree debris from the storm. City Public Works Director Sam Anderson says the trees are being processed on site with a great big wood chipper.
And then that contractor is actually hauling it away. So we're creating capacity as we go. And so as far as the overall volume, I think we have a plan in place for that. But that could be something that comes up on a bigger scale as other facilities are starting to fill up. And that's still the unknown of how much really is there going to have to be.
A storm cleanup will likely take months, if not years. Anderson says crews will be around multiple times to help residents with their cleanup.
We're doing, at least right now, the first round on our city streets. We do anticipate a second, maybe even a third We're still trying to get a scope and scale. There's people that are having struggles even pushing what they have to the street because of how much volume they do have.
Volunteers with the American Red Cross were expected to begin damage assessments around the storm-impacted areas of the Western Leech Lake Reservation on Monday. American Red Cross and Salvation Army will provide resources at the former First National Bank building in downtown Bemidji through Wednesday. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The last day to comment on the draft report about the Big Fork River watershed is July 2nd. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency report identifies strategies to improve water quality conditions in Island Lake, Shallow Pond, Jesse Lake, and Little Spring. It also identifies potential issues such as excess nutrients in Round Lake, Dunbar Lake, and Bowstring Lake in the Leech Lake Reservation. You can find the link to submit a comment on our website, kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Danny Frere, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. In the hills, just 20 minutes outside of Italy's bustling Renaissance city of Florence, far from the crush of the tourist crowds, there's a village called Serpione. It's nestled in the hillside, the air is clear and clean and smells like trees and wood smoke, and it's so quiet that on the right evening, you can hear the sound of acoustic guitar drifting out from the old Mutual Aid Society building. It looks a bit like a community center, and it's the home of a folk club called Six Bars Jail, a special, slightly out-of-town stop in our Sense of Place Rome series.
I'm Sergio Bianco. I am the founder of the Six Bars Jail Folk Club with some friends. We started in 2006 with the Six Bars Jail just for fun, just because we wanted to try to invite our hero guitarist. One of them was John Rambun. And after 18 years, is all the same, is just for fun today.
Six Bars Jail is devoted to something called fingerstyle guitar.
Fingerstyle guitar literally means playing with the fingers. You can play the guitar without other instruments because you don't need anyone who plays the bass or drums. You can do everything with two hands. So the fingerstyle is a one-man band usually.
Sergio fell in love with fingerstyle when he was a teenager in the 90s, when he discovered the music of Florentine guitarist Giovanni Unterberger. And it's Unterberger's song, Six Bars Jail, that they named the club after.
He was a pioneer in the 70s, because for the first time he brought in Italy the technique of finger picking or fingerstyle, when in Italy nobody knew about the technique. So it became a point of reference for every guitarist in Italy for this kind of music.
Sergio recalls the very first Six Bars Jail concert, back when the community of fingerstyle players and enthusiasts in Italy was very small.
I remember the first concert, a very important concert, was with Beppe Gambetta. He's a very famous flat picker guitarist that is very popular in the States because he plays the old bluegrass music. It was the first important concert, and since then, many, many guitarists. At the beginning, we were searching for them. Would you like to play for us? Now, we have to say we are full for this year because we had too many proposals.
Many fingerstyle guitarists have visited Six Bars Jail over the years, turning this small auditorium into a packed music venue. Sergio doesn't do all this work on his own. He's careful to add that this is run by a whole group of people who are passionate about it.
For us, it's important every month to organize a concert, to share the night with the guitarist. Six Bars Jail is a way to stay together. Six Bars Jail has a social function, like the Mutual Aid Society.
The mission of Six Bars Jail is linked to the mission of the building where it's housed, the Serpiole Village Mutual Aid Society. It was built in 1904, one of many mutual aid societies built by workers all around Tuscany. These are places that provide resources for workers and their families and the surrounding community.
First of all, we must say that this kind of activity is linked to the workers' movement of the 20th century. In this kind of building, there were the office of the local leftist parties and the trade unions. And so the activities was social activities. For example, fundraising for the community or political debates. Also activity for after working, like theater, music, dancing, for free time of the workers. And it's still the same today.
And one of the reasons this specific building, this particular mutual aid society, is the same today is because it was the only one that was not confiscated by Mussolini.
During the fascism period, Mussolini used to confiscate every village hall like this because there were leftist parties, trade unions, so it was not good for Mussolini.
Put very simply, the fascists tried to occupy and even buy the Serpioli Mutual Aid Society, but whenever they set up meetings with the members to take it over, the members just didn't show up. So it kept getting delayed.
In the meanwhile, the war finished and Mussolini was out.
In keeping with the long-held values of the Mutual Aid Society, Six Bars Jail is for the people, by the people. It's entirely volunteer-run, and the volunteers also put in the money to pay the artists to play there.
We pay the ticket like spectators, because otherwise we have no money to pay the guitarist. So we organize and we pay the ticket like everybody else.
And even though it's technically a private club, membership isn't too hard to come by. If Sergio thinks you might be interested, he'll get in touch and invite you to come by before the next show to share a meal with the team and the guitarist playing that night. And if you like it, that means you're in.
It happens for everybody. Filippo, the sound man, Massimiliano, the chef, Andrea, everybody was involved in this way. Next time, would you like to stay with us for the sound check, for the meal? Okay.
For the record, before this performance, they did invite us for a meal, a big pot of the best penne bolognese I've ever had, and lots of wine. Even before hearing the music, I wanted to be a member. And after the food, it was time for the show. One of the musicians performing that night was Sergio's son, Fabrizio, a very tall 13-year-old who literally did not take his guitar off or even really stop playing the entire time we were there. It seemed like an extension of his body. I asked Sergio if he had expected his son to end up sharing his deep love of fingerstyle guitar.
No, absolutely not. It was present at the concert since he was in the womb of his mother. I think the sound was in his head. My house is full of guitars. I tried when I was 8 years old. After 2 minutes, he was bored. It's okay, play football, no problem. 3 years ago, after one concert at Six Bar Jail, 2 days later, he said, "Could you teach me?" Of course. And I started with the exercise of Giovanni Unterberger. And since then, he has never stopped. He plays at every time, during the meal, in the car, on the bed, hours and hours. And so in 3 years, actually after 6 months, I had not many things to teach because he was better than me.
How does it feel? How does it feel seeing him play the music you love?
For me, it's a miracle because he loves the music I always played, and even more. Now he teaches me.
You'll hear Fabrizio's performance coming up, but first you'll hear a live performance of the song the club took its name from.
Sergio, could you introduce the first musician that we're going to hear tonight?
Yeah, the first musician is Marco. He's a very old friend of mine, the founder of Six Bar Jail with me in November 2006. We were together at the high school. We shared everything. I asked Marco to play Six Bar Jail, this song, because I'm very anxious. I'm not able to play in front of you. He plays better than me, so I asked Marco. Marco Mocali. He's a great winemaker also.
Live for the World Cafe, Sense of Place Italy at Six Bars Jail Club in Serpiole. This is Marco performing Giovanni Unterberger's Six Bars Jail.
Thank you.
Fabrizio Bianco and Lorenzo Polidori performing Cannonball Rag in front of a live audience at Six Bars Jail. Thank you so much to Sergio Bianco, Fabrizio's dad, and all of the players you heard in that session, along with everyone at Six Bars Jail. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. World Cafe, and before the break, you heard a session from Six Bars Jail as part of our Sense of Place Rome series, and I would love for you to see this place. It really is a community hall out in the hills. There are photos and videos on our social media, at World Cafe. You can also find them on my personal social media, at RahRahRaina, RahRahRaina. And you can find all of our Sense of Place Rome pieces at worldcafe.org. Susan Tedeschi, Alone.
Sitting around here, baby, thinking about our last long talk. Been sitting here at this table at your favorite restaurant. Been hoping I could meet you here so that I can make this perfectly clear. Come back home.
come back home. I don't wanna be here alone. I'm so alone. I'm so lonely, baby. Oh yes, oh now I know that I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong. But I'm asking you to come back home.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. Starved, I'll be there to feed it. I'm loving him a little bit for each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say,
hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Well, I don't care.
Hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere. Oh,
Brad Schultz from Cage the Elephant, and you're listening to World Cafe.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way.
you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. Your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh, yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down. We can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. Good.
Breaking the Girl. That's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hey, when was the last time you got a hickey? Well, your next band wants to give you one on World Cafe.
Tornadoes, fires, blizzards. We don't like to think about it, but when severe weather hits, how will you stay informed? Hi, I'm Steve Noy, IT and broadcast engineer for KAXE. As an IT professional, it's hard to admit, but in the event of inclement weather, I can't totally count on my phone or internet. As our nation recently realized during the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy or the wildfires in California, weather and power outages can take out essential equipment, creating a dangerous bottleneck as multitudes of requests were routed through backup systems. That's where local radio comes in. Even if every station but one was disabled and every radio within a 50-mile radius was tuned to it, there would be no gridlock, no delays. It doesn't matter how many people are using it. This makes radio a valuable asset, even if the worst should happen, and it's one of the many benefits offered by KAXE. That's why we're looking for your help. Become a member. Text us at 218-326-1234. Be a part of KAXE, people-powered radio.
I'm Raina. It is World Cafe. Australian duo Royal Otis have announced their new album is coming out August 22nd. They're out on the road all summer, touring, playing lots of festivals. The new album is going to be called Hickey, like a hickey. And it sounds like this. Royal Otis with Moody.
сад на веранда, олянд парусел, контас стрелас, guardadas assim, mas focado no além é apenas uma distração, porque na verdade precisa de consolar o coração. Apenas em agir bem. Agir bem, amar bem, tratar bem, independentemente do retorno. Pois o que os outros fazem não nos cabe a nós. Torna-se um pouco macabro. Agir sempre com pureza, alivia-nos por dentro. E só aí vemos a responsabilidade do amor nesta vida e na próxima.
Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
The Beatles. We can work it out. As we finish this hour of World Cafe, thank you again to the folks at Six Bars Jail for the Sense of Place Rome session you heard earlier. And thank you to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Also, thank you to the Wincote Foundation, because if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have Sense of Place. Thanks as well to our affiliates across the country, including Northern Public Radio out of DeKalb, Illinois. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Rena Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe. From NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.